Was the capture of Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro by US forces legal? Let's take a closer look. On January 3rd, US forces carried out a military operation inside Venezuela and seized Maduro and his wife. President Donald Trump had been pressuring Maduro to step down, accusing him of backing drug cartels that are behind thousands of American deaths linked to illegal drugs. Now, Maduro is reportedly being held in a detention center in New York, awaiting a court appearance on drug charges. Washington says this was a law enforcement operation. Maduro was indicted by a U.S. grand jury on charges linked to terrorism, drug trafficking, and weapons offenses. The Justice Department said it asked the military to help arrest him and that he will be tried in an American court. But here's where the legal trouble starts. Under international law, countries are not allowed to use military force in international relations except in very limited cases. And that usually means UN approval or self-defense against an armed attack. Legal experts say drug trafficking, even on a large scale, does not meet that threshold. The White House has also sent mixed signals. While officials described the raid as a narrow arrest mission, Trump has suggested the US could take control of Venezuela and run the country for a period of time. Now, there are questions under US law too. Only Congress can declare war. While presidents can approve limited military actions, Trump's own chief of staff previously said ground operations in Venezuela would need congressional approval. And after the raid, officials confirmed Congress was not notified.
It wasn't necessary because this is not an invasion. We didn't occupy a country. This was an arrest operation. This is a law enforcement operation. He was arrested on the ground in Venezuela by FBI agents, read his rights, and removed from the country.
The U.S. has captured criminal suspects in foreign countries, including Libya, but usually with consent from local authorities.
In 1990, it arrested Panama's leader, Manuel Noriega, on drug charges.
And former Honduran president Juan Orlando Hernandez was extradited to the U.S. in 2022 and convicted on drug charges too. But will the U.S. be held accountable for its actions in Venezuela? Even if this operation violated international law, experts say the U.S. is unlikely to face any real consequences given the lack of enforcement mechanisms in international law.